right now, all of a sudden, he's against, not only against public spending, but he's against a tax proposal that a law that Correa had introduced, which taxed land speculation. And all of a sudden, he's Moreno came out against it after he was elected. After he was elected, he was suddenly against against the fact that Correa could run again. Suddenly, he's all in favor of term limits. All of a sudden, again after he was elected, so he just turned around completely. And this culminated in the a referendum that he held in February of 2018. So before a year is even up of his administration. Moreno is proposing this referendum, which is basically aimed at undoing Correa's policies. Now, it's important to note that Moreno is the only presidential candidate who didn't propose any kind of referendum like that. That was a key proposal of his opponents, that there would be some kind of referendum that would help them not impose term limits, but also make other structural changes to get rid of Correa's legacy, basically to undo everything that had been done for the last 10 years. So there was this one key proposal in question 3 of the referendum. I mean, there were 7 questions in this referendum that Moreno proposed. So there are a few key things about it. One is that question 3 is a very convoluted question. And a lot of the questions run related. There wasn't no coherence to the questions. But question 3 was the most important. And Correa actually came back to the country to try to campaign against this. But remember, by this time, he's pretty much locked out of the national media. It all turned 100% against him. There was no public media to counter the private media anymore. But what that question did was it allowed, in a convoluted way, Moreno basically to appoint this body that would restack all the judges and the regulators. And so it gave him tremendous power to basically fill the judiciary and all these other regulators with the traditional power brokers, you know, the big businessmen and all those people. And also a segment of the left. That's always important. There's always a kind of a segment of a left. And you see this in a lot of countries. You see this in Venezuela, in Nicaragua, in Haiti when there was a coup in 2004. There's always a segment of the left that somehow manages to wrap around and just come out in favor of whatever Washington's regime change agenda is. So there's always been that kind of left in Ecuador. And there's also part of the indigenous leadership is kind of has that same orientation. You know, they pose as left, but then they always seem to wrap around and endorse the policies of the right.